The Odyssey, Disc 5.
But when the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, he kindled a fire, milked his goodly flock, all in due order, and underneath put each one's young. Then, after he had busily performed his tasks, seizing once more two men, he made his morning meal. And when the meal was ended, he drove from the cave his sturdy flock, and easily moved the huge doorstone, but afterwards put it back as one might put the lid upon a quiver. Then to the hills with many a call he steered his sturdy flock, while I was left behind, brooding on evil, and thinking how I might have vengeance, would but Athena grant my prayer. And to my mind this seemed the wisest way. There lay beside the pen a great club of the Cyclops, an olive stick still green, which he had cut to be his staff when dried. Inspecting it, we guessed its size and thought it like the mast of a black ship of 20 oars, some broad-built merchantman which sails the great gulf of the sea. So huge it looked in length and thickness. I went and cut away a fathom's length of this, laid it before my men, and bade them shape it down. They made it smooth. I then stood by to point the tip, and laying hold, I charred it briskly in the blazing fire. The piece I now put carefully away, hiding it in the dung which lay about the cave in great abundance, and then I bade my comrades fix by lot who the bold men should be to help me raise the stake and grind it in his eye when pleasant sleep should come. These drew the lot whom I myself would fain have chosen. Four were they, for a fifth I counted in myself. He came toward evening, shepherding the fleecy flock, and forthwith drove his sturdy flock into the wide-mouthed cave, all with much care. He did not leave a sheep in the high yard outside, either through some suspicion, or God bade him so to do. Again he set in place the huge doorstone, lifting it high in air, and sitting down he milked the ewes and bleating goats, all in due order, and underneath put each one's young. Then, after he had busily performed his tasks, he seized once more two men and made his supper. And now it was that, drawing near the Cyclops, I thus spoke, holding within my hands an ivy bowl filled with dark wine. Here, Cyclops, drink some wine after your meal of human flesh, and see what sort of liquor our ship held. I brought it as an offering, thinking that you might pity me and send me home. But you're mad past bearing, reckless. How should a stranger come to you again from any people when you do not act with decency?